Just when things seem a little boring, things get unboring for Mistress Mandy. Rimjob Maureen is my sissy faggot cocksucking slut. I have been turning her into a sissy faggot cocksucker. I've been feminizing her. I plan on making her full-fledged sissy whore. She amuses me to no end. She's been buying panties and bras and toys and going to adult bookstores and sucking on dildos, and we're getting her ass ready. Who knows what we're going to have her do? I have the pleasure of a session recently, and she updated me. I give her assignments every so often, and she went, bought underwear, panties, and bras, and was wearing them. She went to an adult bookstore. She was wearing a bra under her shirt, and the clerk, who is a girl, was trying to help him or hers, Rimjob Maureen, pick out sissy magazines and toys and so forth, and she rubbed sissy's back, and I guess could feel her bra, and I'm assuming it made her laugh. Rimjob called me, and she had on a pink bra and panties, new toys. She had a dildo, a butt plug, a dildo you put on a strap on. The clerk told her that it was good because when she does go to a real-time mistress, the mistress will be able to use this dildo and hook it onto her strap-on rather than dirty one of her own. I thought, wow, that sales clerk's really thinking ahead, huh? Oh, Rimjob, you are such a cocksucker. She was wearing cocksucker red lipstick, and she is getting cocksucking lessons from me now. I am using my strap-on on her. She's sucking it. She sounds like she's a pretty good cocksucker with, little experience from job. Are you lying to me? Are you really a cocksucker? She assures me she hasn't done it since she was a kid, but I don't know. Some of these cocksuckers are secret closet cocksuckers. Sissy cocksuckers. Sissy panty faggot whore cocksuckers. So, she did also say that there was an adult movie theater at the bookstore, or she may have wandered to another bookstore and found another, I don't know, but there was a movie theater. Needless to say, some of these places have a place where you actually can sit and watch a movie, and she was wearing shorts and a t-shirt and boxers, perhaps, I don't know, or panties under it, I don't really remember, but she stripped out of her clothes and sat there and jerked off naked and fantasized about getting caught. She said there was another couple that was making out there, and I think somebody there that was watching her, probably a guy, I'm not sure. But it did sound like quite the time, you fucking whore. And she said she fantasized about getting caught, and the deal would be that once they catch her, they would take her driver's license, and they would have to do whatever they wanted to her because she would have no choice. So they used her at both ends like a cheap whore. But I shouldn't say it's like a cheap whore because she is a cheap whore. Also, she emailed me, and I just found the email, so I'm adding a little postscript here that she went to Victoria's Secret, and they let her try on some bra and panty sets there, and the clerk picked out a light blue baby doll, Teddy, which is what I suggested baby blue because she already had pink, and we're trying to make her a nice little sissy wardrobe. And she said that she did look at me wearing the bra and panties first and then the baby doll, and she laughed her ass off and said that she really does follow instructions very well. Oh, Rimjob, you are such a cocksucking sissy. And you like this public humiliation. You are so into public humiliation. Well, we'll have to get you some more. I will be getting you your assignment For you other cocksuckers and sissies and faggots out there, I will dress you up, make you suck dick, and be bigger and better sissies than you ever dreamed of. So, until then, it's Mistress Mandy at 1-877-732-6360. I am Eastern Standard Time. I should be around all week to take your calls. You know how I love talking to you guys. Love it. I do enjoy this. This is not a job for me. This is a passion. 1-877-732-6360. Check out my website. I have 400 pages of humiliation, domination, you name it, I've got it. And until then, I'll keep you posted. Get it? No pun, but posted on the blog. Bye-bye, all, from Miss Mandy. Mwah! Love you guys.